Okie doke. Well, I'm Charles Hodges. I'm family physician down in Indianapolis. I probably know some of you. And we're supposed to talk about confidentiality, and then we're supposed to talk about Eric with pornography, I think, aren't we? All right. And how do you like these sessions to go? Do you like to ask questions and get answers, or do you... Okay, good, because I don't want to talk for an hour, but I'd rather consider what you want to know about it as much as possible. They give you a good outline. I'm, you know, looking at the outline, I suppose if you copy the outline into your test, you probably wouldn't pass, but you come close. You know, they'd send it back with some red all over it, and then you'd have to add some things. And yeah, and you shouldn't be frightened about getting your test back with red all over it. I did it several times. Yes. Yeah, and my main mistake the first time was to say that the Trinity had three parts. It was a, I didn't mean a thing by it, you know. It was like, oh yes, that's heresy. But anyway, the, no, it wasn't fatal error. They think they, I'm pretty certain they thought I was just a doctor. Not a theologian, no. Anyway, and so I got to revise that a couple of times. And then the fun one was when I did my fellow exam, I wrote it up, and they had two guys grade it. And George Scipione graded my original test, the one you guys are working on, and that was the one that got marked up all over the place. And so he graded my fellow exam first, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to be writing on this again. And it came back, and he said not a word. And I, you know, I thought, oh, I'm in. You know, it's over. And then Stuart Scott graded it a second time, and it came back, and I got to rewrite. You know, it was like, yeah, there was no escaping rewrites. So don't be discouraged. Just do the rewrites and send it back. That would be the wisdom that I would give you about taking this test. All right. So, question 11, describe what you believe to be the role of confidentiality in biblical counseling. What kind of commitment to confidentiality should a biblical counselor make? What biblical and practical considerations limit confidentiality? What is the responsibility of a biblical counselor to report civil authorities on matters of domestic violence, sexual abuse, and other legal matters? And how should you cooperate with the authorities about all these things? All right. So, I have 50 years worth of experience with confidentiality. Every minute of it. I'll have been a doctor for 50 years come June. And I have been living with the idea that I have to keep secrets, people's confidences, for longer than some of you have been alive. And today, it is the Health Information Privacy and Portability Act, which requires that I not reveal other people's personal information. You know, I can't use you as a